Hi, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Maisoon, speaking to you on a recorded line.
Hi, this is Ariel with the Legal Intake Center. I have a potential new Roundup claimant on the line, Miss Cynthia, and I'm going to say this last name wrong probably, Thuvenal.
Thuvenal, yes.
Thuvenal, okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, Cynthia, I wish you the best of luck with your claim, and you guys both have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Hi, Cynthia. How are you doing today?
Oh, hanging in there. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes, I would like to inquire.
Okay. And did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
Right. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Thank you. And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
Yes, I was.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And when were you diagnosed?
Thank you. I was diagnosed in 2017, May of 2017.
And do you know the specific subtype? Was it a B-cell lymphoma or a T-cell?
It was a B-cell.
B, the diffuse large B-cell lymphoma?
Yes.
Okay. And how old were you when you were diagnosed?
56.
And did you spray the Roundup at home, or was it for work, or both?
It was at home all the time.
Okay. Was that
I owned a quarter acre. And I was always using it for the weeds and the vegetation that overgrew in, you know, in my on my property.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And was anyone else in your household affected as well?
No, just myself.
Okay. And then what was the home address where you were spraying the Roundup?
477. I'm sorry, you're asking me for the address of where I live now or where I sprayed it?
Where you sprayed it.
Oh, 11371. Lugano Drive.
And what city was that in?
Ranch Cucamonga.
All right. And then this was
California.
Not...
Sorry,
this was not your current home address, correct?
Yes, this is my current home.
Okay, so... The 11371 is your current home address as well?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. And how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
It's been at least 20 years.
Do you remember when you first started spraying, what year that was?
I was in 2002.
And when did you stop?
Around June of 2016. Yeah, so like 14 years I used it.
Okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
In that period?
Yes, throughout your lifetime.
Yes. You could do the math at least twice a month, you know, like every 2 weeks for that period of time. So it was a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And I would mix it with water. I had full contact with it.
Okay. And then the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
No, this is my cell phone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
I am.
Okay. And then I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses, and you can just say yes or no if it applies to you.
Okay.
Okay. Organ transplant or HIV/AIDS?
No.
Autoimmune disease or hepatitis B?
No.
Hepatitis C or Epstein-Barr?
No.
Diabetes, arthritis, or lupus?
I have arthritis.
Okay. Any family cancer history or cancer requiring chemo besides non-Hodgkin's?
No.
Right. And then I have your first name spelled C-Y-N-T-H-I-A.
Correct.
And can you spell your last name for me?
It's a T as in Tom, H-O-U, V as in Victor, E-N-E-L.
Thank you. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Female, she.
Are you married?
No.
Okay. And what is your date of birth?
November 23rd, 1961.
Perfect. And your social?
Is 555-351334. Now, I'm kind of leery giving my information. I've never really received anything from an office or anything. It's just been phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, well, the phone call is recorded for the attorney, so the social and all that information is going straight to them. And then I will send you some documents at the end of the phone call.
Okay.
Right. And how did you learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
It was when I went to the doctor, because first I had like a nod on my neck. Mm-hmm. And when I started going to the doctor, then they gave me the diagnosis. I didn't learn about the Roundup until just recently. I know the diagnosis, I know what I've gone through, but it wasn't until I saw a commercial, you know, that it stated all the bullet points,
yeah.
And it caught my attention, yeah, and that's when I thought, you know what, I'm going to call, because I use Roundup regularly.
Mm-hmm. And did you see that or find out the connection? Was it this year? Was it last year?
No, it was this year.
Okay. And then you said this was your main cell phone number, correct?
Correct.
Right. And then what was your height and weight?
5'3", 130 pounds.
Thank you. And what is your preferred email address?
It's duetohonorme@gmail.com.
Right. And then you said you were spraying. It was two times a month, correct?
Two times a month, yeah. Every other week.
Every other week. And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. And then you said you started spraying, it was in 2002, and then you stopped around June of 2016?
Yes.
And did you use any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No, nothing. I mean, it didn't say to, you know?
Yeah. Okay. And then what states were you using it in? Sorry.
In California?
California. Okay. And then if you had to estimate how many times you sprayed Roundup throughout your lifetime, what would be a rough estimate?
Well, if it was 52 weeks in a year, and you divide that by 2, so 26 years, 26 weeks,
mm-hmm.
for the length of time that, you know, I sprayed it.
It so could
be like, what, 26 weeks times, what, 14 years? What?
Yeah, it could be over 30 times, over 50 times, over 100.
Over 300 times.
Over 300?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 300. And do you get your water from a well?
No.
And have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene, or Agent Orange?
No.
Okay. And the type of Roundup that you were using, was it concentrate or premix?
It was the, it depended. With the concentrate, I would premix it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And where were you purchasing the Roundup from?
From Home Depot most of the time. And I would mix it with water.
Water. And do you have any receipts or empty bottles by chance?
No. I stopped using it mm-hmm. around 2016. A lot of my property got with concrete or rock, so I got rid of a lot of the weeds in that manner. But I could check bank receipts, but I've changed banks. I can look to, you know, to see if I can find receipts.
Right.
I'm good about saving receipts, I have to say. So I can look.
Okay, well, that's okay. If you don't have it, that's okay. But if you do, the attorneys would like you to hold on to that, just if you do find it.
Okay. Okay. I will look. Because like I said, I'm good for saving receipts.
Okay. All right. And have you ever smoked or do you smoke?
No.
Are you currently employed?
No, I never smoked. I am.
And what is your current job title?
I'm a SED counselor.
A counselor?
A counselor, yes.
Counselor. And your current employer?
Is Hope the Mission.
All right. And then for the employer address, is that the one in North Hills?
Yes.
Right. And have you lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No, I just got hired with this company. Back in 2017, I did. I was just hired by this company in June.
Okay. So how much time do you think you lost back in 2017?
About a year, 2 years, about 2 years.
2 years. And have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Right. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy, disability, or workers' compensation?
I filed for disability.
Okay. And other than a minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
And do you have any medical records that could show your diagnosis?
My doctor has them.
Okay, can I get the name of that hospital where you were diagnosed?
Yes, it's the Covina Cancer Care Medical Center. And they're located at 554 East San Bernardino Road, Suite 105 in Covina, California, 91723.
Thank you. And do you remember your physician's name?
It was Dr. Curtin. Curtin.
Dr. Curtin. Was it Peter Curtin?
Yes.
Okay. And when was the last time you were treated?
That was in 2018.
And how has your diagnosis impacted your life?
Well, it's reduced the quality of life, you know. I don't feel like I'm the same as I was before.
Okay. Would you say some mental or physical hardships?
I say both.
Okay. Well, I'm so sorry you're going through that.
Thank you.
Okay. And as far as your treatment, did you have any chemotherapy, radiation, surgery?
Yeah, it was chemotherapy. And then they gave me a pain medication and they gave me steroids.
Okay. And then your current home address was the 11371 Lugano
Drive. Yes.
All right. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Would you like to provide one?
Sure. My daughter, her name is Jesselyn, Jeselyn.
Okay. Does she live with you?
No.
Okay.
And her number is 909-697-8370.
All right, thank you. And have you used DocuSign before?
I have.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and send over these documents to you right now. You should receive it as a text link and to your email, so whichever one you prefer to open up.
Okay. Okay, I did receive the link.
Okay, perfect. And then while you're looking through that, I'm also going to send you another text from my direct line just so you have my number in case you have any questions at all.
Okay. So can I take a moment to read these before I sign?
Yeah, you can do that.
Okay, and then I DocuSign them and then it'll notify you, right, when they're signed?
Yes.
Okay. Okay,
Perfect.
yeah, I would like to do that.
Okay, and then I'll send you my number as well as the attorney's. So once you do sign those documents and send them back, the attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days to verify your information and tell you the next steps.
Okay.
Right. But then if you haven't heard from them or
Okay.
anything, you can let me know and I'll transfer you over to them myself.
Okay.
All right. Did you have any other
Okay,
questions at
I will
all?
do that. No, that I think you've been pretty thorough. I'll just go ahead and take a look at all this and then I'll sign them.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for your time. If you have any questions, you can call or text me, okay?
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that.
Of course. Have a good day.
Okay, you too. Bye now.
Bye.